back here on In Focus, News Radio K-Man, talking with Manhattan Arts Center. As we continue our discussion, we've got Executive Director Penny Sempton, Education Marketing Director Michelle Ward, and actor, playwright, and teacher Brent Weaver joining us in studio here, talking all things art. And we were talking during the break here about some other upcoming events here. One-act plays are coming up, as I understand it.
Yes, the Sheldon Edelman One-Act Play Festival, and we are still looking for one more director to direct a one-act. The one-acts are generally up to 20 minutes. I think we have all the plays selected. Brent Sigmund and Nacy Pellis are in charge of that aspect of it. And then the performances are actually at the beginning, no, middle of July, 12th and 13th of July, and we'll be holding auditions for those on May the 13th and 14th, and they're open to anybody who wants to be in a short play.
So I think that's a good outlet here for a lot of people, maybe that haven't had that outlet here to get into acting, and the auditions. What a great opportunity for somebody.
It's a shorter commitment than a lot of things. So yeah.
Yeah, and one acts are so much fun to go to. I've always enjoyed those. And so, what did you say the different plays were going to be?
Actually, this year we're focusing on Kansas playwrights.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you myself what the plays are, but I know that Brent and Nacy have them selected. So,
very good. And then, as far as other opportunities coming up here in the spring and summer, Michelle, there's a summer camp coming up.
Yes, our Camp Mac Summer Arts Day Camp is a really wonderful opportunity for kids who have finished kindergarten through 6th and 8th grade, depending on the camp. We do art, clay, drama. A couple of our two-week camps are our Claymakers Camp, where the kids focus on clay and get to be in our clay studio for 2 weeks. And one of our most popular summer camp traditions is our summer theater camp. The last several years, we've done Shakespeare with kids. And this year, again, we will be doing Shakespeare. And we are doing Macbeth. So it should be really exciting. The kids are really excited already, a couple of them practicing their Scottish accents. So it's a really fun. And Penny Cullors, our artistic director, will be directing that show. And that's at the end of June for Shakespeare's summer theater camp. And the rest of the camp, we'll be announcing it. A registration for that opens April 16th. And we will have that on our website. And folks can, it'll be in our brochures and that sort of thing, that parents can register their kids. They're half day, full day options. It's a lot of fun.
Well, Nick has a question.
Will they be practicing their hand washing skills for Lady Macbeth's part?
You know, a little. I'm sure we'll have a little choreography there. It'll be a little practice.
I think we need to add a rehearsal for that.
Yeah, we may need extra rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. Please invite me to that too.
Exactly. Brent wants to be in it too. He's like, wait a minute, can I finish sixth grade? So it's really, and that's open through K-8 for that particular camp. So it's really wonderful. We always have a Camp Hogwarts. So for the kids who love Harry Potter, we throw in some Percy Jackson for those folks who are familiar with that. And lots of drawing and painting and wonderful art teachers we have, and drama teachers and clay teachers. So it's a really, really fun opportunity for us.
What do you find here with the kids that age here getting into Shakespeare? Because I know some kids, it's not for everyone, but those that are interested in it, what do you see coming out of them?
It is amazing to watch them first read through a production, a play, a text, and they get the jokes, they get the humor, they get the foreshadowing. They have to learn, be taught so much of that in school, and they learn it in school. They automatically get it. And Shakespeare, I think, really wrote for the people in a lot of ways, and including kids. They really understand it. To watch them express themselves and take on the character that they're playing, and then you give them a couple costume pieces and it really comes to life. It's amazing what a staff in your hand or a pair of fairy wings or a crown of daisies can do to a kid, and really sort of help them transport themselves and watch their level of confidence. We have lots of kids who come to us who want to try it. And the beautiful thing about our summer camp and many of our kids' productions is whoever registers gets to participate. And part of our work at the Art Center is to help them grow in their role. So we audition for roles during the first few rehearsals. So you always have a part in the show, and the directors and the instructors are there to help you grow into that. Even if you're nervous, if you're not sure what you're doing, that's their job, is to help teach you to learn how to do those things.
Not just in camp.
And not just in camp. That's throughout all of our classes. If you've never painted and you've never drawn, we, even as adults, we have folks who come in who've never thrown pottery on a wheel. And that's why we find the best teachers we can, to make sure that everyone can find their place and have that experience.
I love the dialogue in Shakespeare. It's just, it's so much fun.
It's witty.
It is. And some of the kids have amazing accents already, or they really just know how to throw their voice almost in a way that's sort of, you know, it's a lot of adults. Even Brett will tell you he's met a lot of the kids. He's participated in shows with some of our youth, and so they're amazingly talented. And to watch that grow from a young age is really fantastic.
Yeah, what a confidence builder it is for kids too, and exactly. A lot of kids need that.
The benefit of the arts.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about another partnership you have here, C-SPA here. I understand that's a partnership with K-State.
It is. Community School for the Performing Arts is our partnership with the KSU School of Music, Theater, and Dance. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to offer classes, workshops, and private lessons with faculty and graduate students and some undergraduate students who are at K-State. Most of those actually take place in the McCain School of Music, Theater, and Dance in the McCain Music Building. And it's exceptional education and lessons and the quality that we're able to provide. And it's everything from theater classes to special workshops on woodworking even that I took myself. It was great. And then the amazing private lessons, class piano. It's been a really wonderful partnership for us. The core of that has been a violin viola teacher, Dr. Laura Eichmann, who also teaches group violin at the Art Center. And it's really expanded. It's opened up. An opportunity for students in the community who we knew were looking for that quality education and those opportunities. And we're thrilled to have that partnership so that we can do that.
It's fairly new. It's not even 2 years that we've had it, and it's just taken off in a way that we had never imagined. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
So is there information on your website then to sign up on that? Or?
Absolutely. Everything you need to know to register for classes is there at manhattanarts.org. And you can also call us or send us an email. All our email addresses are on the website as well. We're happy to answer any questions that folks may have.
Well, you can even stop by.
That's right. Come to the Art Center and take a look at our gallery exhibits. See Brent in a show. And we're happy to walk folks through and show them, you know, our facilities and discuss with them what they're looking for.
I've driven by there. You're on Points Avenue, right?
Exactly.
By, but you haven't been in.
I haven't been in yet. I haven't had a chance to yet, but I will do that very soon.
I hope so.
Yeah, looking forward to it because it's a beautiful facility there. And it always looks like it's got something going on. When I first moved here, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a movie theater, you know, because and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe I don't know. But you do a lot of performances there. And you mentioned quite a few of them coming up here, including as soon as next week with Trace Bundy. What's it like bringing out those musicians? I mean, you're always looking for good places to go find live music, and you can do that right here in Manhattan.
I think our space is really unique versus it's not a bar. It's just not that kind of venue. But it's a really intimate – our Black Box Theater provides for a really intimate experience with the artists. And they're right there in front of you, and they come out during intermission to meet the audience and speak with them and talk about what they loved. We do get some who've returned. They've been here. Trace is an example of someone who's been here before, and it's always incredibly popular. So it's a really unique experience, a really unique environment to come to.
Something that several of the artists have mentioned is that when people come to the Arts Center, they sit and listen. As Michelle mentioned, it's not a bar, so they're not chatting, they're not doing something else. They come and they give their complete attention to the artist. And there are a lot of artists, Birdhouse and our jazz groups, don't always find that, and they love it. So they're always happy to come back, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, that's great. Another great place for live music anytime here in the city of Manhattan at Manhattan Arts Center. And you guys are a nonprofit organization here. Let's talk about how people can give to you guys.
They can become a friend of MAC, which is open to anybody. It starts at $25. You can just sign up, and you're a friend then for a year. And we have a fantastic new pin that is actually a piece of artwork by Miriam Kleimenhager. So that's one of the minor benefits. The other thing that we always look for is sponsors, which is, of course, a slightly higher level. So we have some amazing sponsors out there. That starts at $300 for silver sponsors and goes all the way up to, I don't think we don't have an upper limit, but those go to specific programs. So they're incredibly important, especially, for example, for Birdhouse. Some of the plays that we do, the musicals in particular, are quite expensive to put on. So having sponsors, we've got Civic Plus as a theater season sponsor, which was the first season sponsor we've ever had. And it just makes a huge difference to what we can do, what we can think about doing, and what we can plan for. You know, when you're looking at doing a costume show, for example, it's fantastic to know that you have the support to go ahead and plan to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a big boost here. You know, costuming is not cheap, you know, to put together, especially if you want it to look the part.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, excellent. And again, you mentioned West Side Story coming up again here next month. And when will that start again?
Yeah, West Side Story will start April 19th and run through the 5th of May.
Okay, and you do nightly performances then? Or?
Yeah, so their performances are Friday and Saturdays at 7:30 and then Sundays at 2.
Okay, perfect.
And it also might be good to touch on a few of those summer camp dates real quickly as we're running out of time here and remind folks about just a few things if they want to get involved with that.
So you can register for summer camp beginning April 16th. Camps begin the week of May 28th. They run 2 weeks on, 1 week off. There are half-day and full-day options available. And you can register online or you can stop by the Art Center and see us. And you also can get tickets to Trace Bundy coming up next Friday and audition for our shows beginning the One Act Play Festival in May, the 13th and 14th. Our summer musical is not announced yet, but those auditions are June 3rd and 4th. And we have gallery exhibits opening right now. We have the MFA art students from K-State are on display, and soon we'll be opening the Manhattan Area Photographers. And those our galleries are free and open to the public when we're open, Monday through Friday, 12 to 5:30, Saturdays 1 to 4.
All right. Again, the website, manhattanarts.org. Phone number 785-537-4420 if you have any questions. And we'll have this archived, this interview, on our website here shortly on newsradiokman.com. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Again, our thanks to all of our guests here on In Focus today. Thanks to Penny Sempton, Michelle Ward, Brent Weaver, and, of course, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan, who was on earlier in the show. That'll do it here for In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Thanks so much, guys. And again, manhattanarts.org if you want to learn more about Manhattan Arts Center. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to have some folks coming out from Fort Riley. Dr. Bob Smith is going to be talking about their temporary museum space. And Amelia Knapp from Child and Youth Services will be talking about the Month of the Military Child. We'll also be talking to the Northview about the Northview Elementary Benefit Concert. And a walk, the International Men's March to Stop Rape, Sexual Assault, and Gender Violence. Coming up is Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, and we're going to go into the KSU baseball at 2:30. Stay tuned. More In Focus. Not In Focus. KMAN here at News Radio KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC.